Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And hit send. Okay. Go to our Instagram page right now, and on the story, there's a poll. Is sharing a toothbrush with your significant other gross? Answer yes or no.
I'm going to give you a couple of examples here, all right? Or just, you know, different scenarios for me. Emergency situation. We just broke out of being held captive, right? We've been in a pit for 7 days. We've been existing on spiders and, you know, drinking water falling from a drain. All right. Then we can share a toothbrush. Totally cool. When we get home, can't share a toothbrush.
Disagree. So for years, I've always talked about the fact that my husband and I, sometimes we share a toothbrush.
Oh, it's crazy.
If we go on vacation for like only one or two nights, we usually only bring one toothbrush.
And what is the reason that you do this again?
Just because. It's, right. You know, why bring an extra toothbrush?
Right.
You just bring one.
Save space.
Save space. It's a big deal.
Right.
So, all my friends started texting me last night. My phone was blowing up and they kept sending me this article. And it's about Sarah Silverman, the comedian. She was on The View and she said this.
Not only are you sharing your bed, you're sharing your toothbrush.
Ew. That's disgusting.
I have never shared a toothbrush with another person in my life. And for some reason with Rory, we have never not used the same toothbrush. Now, everyone's saying that's so gross. Let me ask you something. Why is that so gross? We kiss each other.
And then she went into more detail about other places that they kiss. That's inappropriate
I'm
to talk
sure.
about. Yes.
I wanted you to imagine. She's like, we've never not shared our toothbrush. Mm-hmm. So first date, you have a great time. You go out. This could be the one. I mean, you are feeling fantastic about this person. You feel alive. And then they come out of the bathroom using your toothbrush.
Not the first date. This is somebody that you're like really intimate with, somebody that you have a relationship with. I admitted to Danielle yesterday, and I wasn't going to say it on the air.
Yeah.
My husband and I have identical electric toothbrushes at home. I don't know which is mine and which is his.
I mean, so you're doing this every day by choice. You have no idea.
I mean, I have no idea. I have no clue.
Whatever
one I grab
here?
Is the one I grab. I have no idea.
They're right next to each other on the counter. Like, put an A on one.
We have children together. We've been together since we were 20 years old. We've been together over 20 years. Like, what does it matter about the toothbrush? We share each other's food. We share everything. Is it that big of a deal? And here's what I think, Raven. Mm. I think a lot of people think the same way I do, but they're embarrassed to say it. I am taking the shame out of this.
This is it. This is the molehill that you're going to die on?
I've put up this poll on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. And all you got to do is answer, is sharing a toothbrush gross, yes or no? You don't have to leave a name. You don't have to let us know who you are.
Yeah, we won't publish
like
the list.
No.
It won't come out years later.
I think that there's a lot of people that do this that agree that it's not a big deal and that they feel shamed by it because people like you, Raven, like these women on The View.
I'm a shamer.
You're toothbrush shaming couples.
I think that there is a part of rationality and practicality that they could say from a scientific standpoint, yeah, it's not the end of the world. We shouldn't judge people based on that. All
correct.
Right? But I think that they're not going to do it. Mm. I think that they're gonna say that they don't do it. I think they're going to be out strong.
All right. Go to our Instagram, Anna and Raven. Let us know.